Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Philip.
Hi, Nathan and Ben. Two more schools with issues with their 509s are Columbia and Cardozo. Columbia not only says it gives scholarships to 102% of its students, it also boasts a transfer into Columbia from Columbia University. Cardozo boasts two transfers into Cardozo from Cardozo School of Law. I thought you might find it interesting. Best, Philip.
Yeah, Columbia is one of those schools. They're giving, they have 1,263 students and 1,287 of them are receiving scholarships. There's 24 no-show scholarships. Tony Soprano arranged those. That's just a like weird error of
that's an error, but yeah. It's to the extent that it still reflects that what close to or maybe 100% of students are getting scholarships just shows that proves if it's true that 100% of students are getting scholarships, then that proves the list price is fake.
Yeah. Well, their list price is $73,584. With annual fees of $2,504. So we're knocking on the door of 80 grand at Columbia.
What percentage of the class has to pay the full rate for the rate to become a real number?
Yeah, like 25%.
At least, maybe more than half. Like you have to say most people pay this price for the price, I think, to be real.
Most?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to argue with that. Okay,
if most people don't, I think you'd offend your sensibilities, right? Yeah. If you went to get a car and it was like, yeah, most people don't pay that, you'd be like, okay, well, I don't want to pay that.
Yeah, they did have a transfer in at Columbia. They report a transfer in from Columbia.
Okay.
Strange. How could that be possibly real?
Don't know.
Transferred in from another graduate program at Columbia?
Maybe.
Doesn't say transferred in from a JD program. I mean, that's kind of like assumed, but I don't know. That's weird. The 509s are not perfect. We are learning that. Yeah. You want to look at Cardozo's as well? I guess we
sure
could. 52 in the country.
Yep.
Yeshiva scholarships. Oh, they're not giving more than 100% scholarships. What are they doing? Oh, I just have transfers from Cardozo. Is that on the current one that we're showing? Yep, they do. Weird. Who knows? I mean, that's probably just somebody transferring from one school to the other.
Still, here's another school that's giving 95% of its student scholarships. I'm going to say that's yeah, my new rule. If most people aren't paying the price, then it's not an actual number.
So it needs to be. Well, then no school is charging a real price because, I mean,
yep,
at pretty much every school, isn't every school giving more than 50%?
I would assume so, but that would be an interesting award, right? If any school is charging more than 50% of their class, the actual price that they list on their website, wow, kudos to them.
I'm looking at Yale. Nope, at Yale, 73% of the school is getting grants. Now, those don't include so many of the full tuition, right? But
yeah,
they are still getting, I mean, this could be one of those weird artifacts of, you know, even if you're getting a $250 scholarship from your sorority, it counts. If that's what we're looking at here. Harvard. Harvard University reports 45% of their school is getting a grant.
Wow. Okay.
So Harvard's price, which is $67,720, is real.
That's interesting. So if that's how much Harvard costs and it's a real price, that means pretty much all other schools should be lower than that. And they're not, which is weird.
Well, some people aren't going to pick up and move across country, right?
Yeah, but all I'm saying is Harvard's one of the best schools in the world, right? So that should be the highest priced item or close to it. And yet so many schools that have nowhere close to the ranking of Harvard charge pretty close in price.
Yale and Stanford both report 75%-ish scholarships. And same with Chicago. So it's kind of looking like Harvard is the only one that charges a real price.
Hmm.
Ooh, Penn is close, 59% grants. So 41% at Penn paying the real price.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, you got to give like kind of a hat tip to these schools that are at least some like sort of reasonable.
Yeah.
NYU, 45% paying full price.
Okay.
UVA, 38. Berkeley, 30. The farther you fall in the rankings, the less real the price is. I mean, that's going to be.
And the price stays close to Harvard. So they're basically, the schools are reflecting reality. They're saying we can't charge Harvard prices for a sub Harvard school. So what we're going to do is put that on our website, but then offer more discounts.
That's exactly what this is. Yes, this is Harvard is charging a real price by Ben's 50% or more measure. Harvard can actually justify charging that price. And these other schools are acknowledging that they can't. In order to compete, they're giving grants to attract you to their non-Harvard school.
They could lower their price and reflect reality, but instead they're just going to charge Harvard prices and then discount.
Yep.
Okay.
Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.